Hi everyone, this is Bruno, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Contemporary Art of Communication. 如果你想听中文版的 podcast, 可以直接搜寻当代的沟通艺术。So after reading a lot of your comments and positive suggestions, we've decided to make some changes. As you have been noticing, we separated the English and the Chinese version of the podcast, so you can choose which one you want to click first.I think it's a wonderful suggestion, and that means we will have two podcasts airing at the same time, okay, Chinese and English version. So today I would like to talk about a Taiwanese series that is on Hami Video platform and Zhonghua Telecom MOD platform, because I was invited to a special screening salon last week.And I was sitting there listening to the director, who is Nelson Ye, Ye Tianlun, and also one of the actors called Di Zhijie and Lai Yingzhen Lawyer. She also owns a very interesting YouTube channel here in Taiwan. So they were talking about the plot and the story of the series. I don't want to give it away too much, so I just want to talk about some interesting key highlights.That caught my attention. So before that, just give you a little understanding of the plot. So Yang Jinghua, who plays the mother, Cheryl Yang, she is a single mother, and she has really cute twin sisters. So the daughter, the twin daughters, are very cute, and one of them is pretty outgoing.So she is always on the camera with the mother, so they became like a family influencer that is hosting a lot of like family or kids, you know, promoting kids' products and, you know, influencer thing. But the other daughter, she is a little more shy, so she always is hiding behind the scenes, which is the invisible daughter. So, and then...Of course, one day, Kathy, which is the elder sister, she became a teenager and she started to refuse to cooperate, to appear on camera. So in order to, you know, make her dream come true, which is not become an not be an influencer anymore, they actually fabricated a missing case.But it actually escalates into a real kidnapping. It's a really interesting kind of story. I don't wish that it happens to anyone. But it actually caught my attention because there are several things that I think worth mentioning. And also the reasons why I think you should watch it. So the first thing that caught my attention was...the family melodrama, okay? Because I know there are a lot of family influencers out there, which like parents and kids appear together, and it's worth watching. But I always have that in my mind, stopping me from doing this. I have two kids as well. And when they were kids, they were, of course, until now, they're still beautiful, handsome, you know, cute. But I always have been really hesitant about letting them appear on my camera, even though I do a lot of like social media posts. I make a lot of videos. I also had my YouTube channel, which I sold to somebody else. I also made some videos with kids before, but I also decided to delete them all because I always thought that I don't know if they are happy, like really happy to be on camera with me, or they're just trying to help, or you know what I mean. So this is actually the cost of monetized love. You know, I see so many...videos out there of influencers, no matter they are like parents and kids, or they're lovers, or they're husband and wives, or sometimes you see them appearing on screen and talking. I just wonder, are they sharing their real life, or they're just making it up just because they think the audiences want to watch this. You know what I mean? Maybe most of them are true, you know, they're just being themselves. But I don't know. I just don't want to show that much on camera. So I don't really vlog a lot. Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not against this kind of influencers. Some of them are really entertaining. And of course, I think people can learn a lot about them if they're positive, you know, teaching people how to communicate better, or maybe they're sharing their issues and they're sharing how they solve the problems. It's always positive. But sometimes it turns into a fight, or maybe a divorce turns ugly and then they start to attack each other. I'm not trying to talk about anything that happened recently, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to, you know, share that much of my personal life on screen. Okay, I'm happy to share my experience to help people in their jobs, but I don't know about personal life and kids. I don't know. I still can't do that. So anyway, I just want to mention it because in this series, it's also talking about the monetization. Because, you know, you have been listening to monetization, 盈利, or algorithm, 演算法, right? Or views, clicks, 点击率, 收视率. These are all things that sometimes kidnap you, you know? Well, there is a kidnapping in the series, but I'm also talking about most of people now that care too much about the views and the clicks and the monetization. Sometimes you'll be kidnapped. I always talk to my partners. We are also making a lot of content. And sometimes I ask them, you want to do this? You want to make this video because you really want to do it? You think it's you're happy? There's something you want to do? Or you just want to do it because you think people will want to watch it? If it is not the same thing, then I would prefer them to do something they really like, that make them happy. If you make a video that makes you happy, and there is something that you really want to do it, and you want to share, and people like it too, then okay, win-win. But if you just want to do the video because you think people will like it, but if the results is not as you wish, then you're going to be miserable, right? So I don't think it's a good idea. I still think you should follow your heart. You know, it's like sometimes my kids will come and ask me for my suggestion, and I just ask them, what makes you happy? I don't want you to make decisions because you think daddy will like it more if I do this. No, I don't want to, you know, change your decisions. You live because of you, not because of me, right? So the monetization, the views, the clicks, sometimes it also translates into attention. Even if you're not an influencer or you're not a celebrity, sometimes you will do things because you want people's approval. Not really because you're happy doing it. Even the way you dress. Sometimes you dress like that because you think, oh, that's fashion. People will want to, you know, see me more if I dress like this. But it's not really something you feel comfortable in, right? So, you know my idea, right? So this is the first reason. I think the monetization, the algorithm is something they're discussing in the TV series. The second thing is the invisible child voice. Because, like I said, one of the twin daughters, one of them is not shy, always appearing on public, on video, on camera, but the other one is always behind the scenes. But it's not really because she doesn't like to. It's just because people are used to her being off screen, and then slowly got used to that, and nobody asked her to help, you know. So when there is a fight, I remember there was a scene in the series, and the sisters were fighting, and the elder sister, she said, oh, you're never helping. You're just behind the scenes. And she's like, it's not that I don't want to help. It's that nobody ever asked me to help. Right? So, yeah. So the same. It happens even if it is not about influencer family. Sometimes when the child is quiet, maybe you take it for granted, right? We still should care and talk, you know, just not take it for granted just because it's like there silent. You're always a good girl and kind, so I don't have to worry about you, so I don't need to talk to you. I don't think that's right. The third reason why I think you should watch this series is because of the fake disappearing case turns into the real kidnapping. And actually, it's because there is like more to it. There's a big secret behind this. And I cannot tell you now because I'm going to spoil it for you. And then the last thing I think you should care is about the mother and daughter relationship, especially if you're on camera, you're an influencer, no matter what you do is going to be magnified. And people don't usually see the whole picture. They just see a little bit of it and then they start judging you. So if you want to be an influencer or a celebrity, you have to be very healthy to face this kind of likes or dislikes. So this is also a whole new thing that the younger generation has to face, because everyone is on Instagram. Everyone seems to be an influencer. Everyone seems to have a public face. So yeah, I always tell my kids, if you want to post something, post it because you like it, not because you want people to like it. And then you don't have to care whether people like it or not, because you like it, right? So, well, anyway, it's a very interesting series because it's talking about multiple kind of issues at the same time. So during the panel, during the salon, the director Ye Tianlun and one of the actors, Di Zijie actually is the actor that plays the kidnapper. I wouldn't say he's a villain. He is also a victim, but you will only know if you watch the show. Also came lawyer Lai Yingzhen, also owns a YouTube channel here in Taiwan, talking about, you know, legal things that you should learn. And we talk a lot about the influence of media and the legal things, the line that we should or should not cross. So it was a very different discussion, not only talking about the show, but also, you know, a lot of social issues and things like that. So if you're interested, please go and find Keeping Mom, 看看你有多爱我, on Hami Video and Zhonghua Telecom MOD. All right. If you're interested in our article, you can also go to the Black Frames Bilingual Magazine and you can read our complete article. So again, from now on, you can choose which podcast you want to listen to. We've got the English version, which is The Contemporary Art of Communication, and also the Chinese version, 中文版是当代的沟通艺术. Thank you so much for always being here. I'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.